it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Friday edition of the Trump Phenomenon. Live here on July 22nd, 2016, still feeling the buzz after the close of the Republican convention last night. So happy to have you with us. This is a live show. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll endeavor to get a couple calls in tonight. We didn't have much luck getting calls in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday because of the convention. There was just too much going on there for us to cram it all in. It was glorious. We have with us our good friend George. George, thanks for being here.
Good to be here, James. Yes, it was glorious.
And, you know, Monday, Melania, wonderful. Tuesday, Don Trump Jr., spectacular. Wednesday, Eric Trump. Oh my gosh. Another giant from the Trump family. And then Thursday, Ivanka introducing her dad. My gosh. You know, America just met its political family, the all-star, the greatest political family in our history. There's no president who's ever had a family like this. There's never been a political, this much talent packed into, and virtue packed into one family. In fact, I remember, let's see, where was it? The very first time I met Ron Paul, which was, I think, August 7th, 2007, in Ames, Iowa, at the Iowa Straw Poll. I went out there. Actually, there was no American Freedom Party at that time. I was out there on my own. But I also had a special assignment from Bill Johnson, who's now the chairman of the American Freedom Party, to try to help get the Iowa State kids, to get them the $20 or so they needed to get into the Iowa Straw Poll so they could vote for Ron Paul. But Ron Paul, when we were in that tent there, and I got to lead the Ron Paul chants, this is before the Trump Revolution, before the creation of the American Freedom Party, there was something going on. There was a revolution brewing in America, and Ron Paul was at the beginnings of that. He said, the two things I pursue in my life are excellence and virtue. Well, folks, that's what we saw Monday through Thursday in Cleveland, the excellence of the Trump family and their virtue. We've never had a group of people like this, so it was just wonderful. The leftoids are freaking out. They're writing all kinds of strange things about the convention. They're having cognitive dissonance. But we're going to hear from Donald Trump in just a minute. He did a rally today in Cleveland, kind of after the convention thing when everybody had slept it off. He had a rally with Mike Pence and some of the people that were there at the convention, and he gave his own assessment. So you'll hear that in just a minute, Donald Trump's assessment of the convention. And let me tell you, he was mighty pleased. In fact, let me go to it right now. Let's just see if I can't find it. Let's see here. Yeah, here it is. Let's listen to Donald Trump telling you what he thought of the convention. Let me go to the right spot here in the timeline. Here he comes. Mike Pence is introducing him. This is today.
Thank you very much. We had an amazing convention. That was one of the best. I think it was one of the best ever. In terms of enthusiasm, in terms of, I think, what it represents, getting our word out, Ivanka was incredible last night. She did an incredible job. so many of the speakers were so amazing and ground setting. I mean, really ground setting. It was just something very, very special. We're even getting good marks on television. Can you believe this? Hard to believe. Oh, they'll change. Don't worry. They'll say, wait a minute.
That's Mike Pence's laugh.
It has been just an incredible 4 days. I want to thank the people of Cleveland and the people of Ohio. Because what they've done. You know, we read 2-3 weeks ago, oh, this is going to be horrible. We're going to have riots. We're going to have problems. Everything was a problem. This was probably one of the most peaceful, one of the most beautiful, one of the most love-filled conventions in the history of conventions. And when they talk about unity, I want to tell you, that was unity. That was unity, right? I saw you last night. That was unity. That was amazing. And the party has just come together. The party has come together. And the few people that aren't there, it's okay. You know, you got to understand, I ran as an outsider. I didn't want anybody. Now I have guys like Mike Pence. I mean, this isn't supposed to happen.
He's looking at Mike right next to him.
See, now if I don't win, I'm going to blame Mike, right? We have to blame Mike. But we want to thank a number of people because in particular, and we're going to leave out some because that always happens and it's very sad. The set, I'm a real estate guy. I build buildings and I build things. I want to tell you, that was the most beautiful set I think I've ever seen, not only for conventions, but for anything. And the folks that worked on that, especially the carpenters, the electricians, you know, we forget about this stuff. Those sheetrockers were up there. They did a heck of a job. I said, you got to wrap that sheetrock. And he said, yeah, Mr. Trump, we just cut it. I said, I know what you do, but you don't see it very much. We have our chairman from New York. I see right over there, my man.
I'm going to pause it here. George, I looked at the USA Today coverage of the same event, the USA Today. Well, first, let me mention that set before I lose this thought. If you folks saw on Monday, when Donald Trump brought Ivanka Trump out, correct me, George, if I'm wrong in my memory, but Donald Trump emerged from a fog. The guys that built that set created some kind of a fog effect, and his silhouette emerged like some kind of a, you know, like a rock star. It was a glorious scene because all you saw was the silhouette of Donald Trump, just a backlit silhouette. You couldn't see the man, only his silhouette. But everybody, of course, knew who it was. And he just stood there with his tremendous presence, and everybody went wild. Did you see that scene, George?
Yeah, we saw it, James. I agree. It's a fabulous convention. I mean, I watched the Nixon conventions and the George Bush conventions and Reagan. There was nothing quite like this one.
Yeah. Now, get this, folks. I was over at my local store here looking at the USA Today, and I read the cover story, and the lady reporting, it's as if she was at a different event. You just heard Donald Trump tell you that it was a love fest. It was. The party came together. It did. It was peaceful. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. The feeling was there. It was in the air. This reporter for USA Today said that Donald Trump had a catastrophe of a convention. He blew it. There was great dissension. The party had become fragmented and broken apart at the convention. It was as if, George, it was as if this lady was from another planet. But, of course, what it is, of course, is that the left, they just make things up. And they are immune to reality. They really don't care about the facts. They just make stuff up.
It's not your imagination, James. I mean, C-SPAN, thank God. You know, I watched on C-SPAN. There were no interruptions, and it was a fabulous convention. On the three-letter networks full of liberals, they went to tremendous lengths to interrupt it, and they actually preempted 50% of all the content, so we make sure we had nobodies like Mark Shields and all the other various, you know, George Stephanopoulos. So,
See, now I missed that. Thank you for that. I watched the C-SPAN coverage, too. I don't even have a regular TV set. I have a a 50-inch screen, but it's not a TV set. And I watched C-SPAN, and I did not even look at the networks. Very interesting. They may have. See, this is what they do, folks. They manage news. They make news. They shape news, a la George Orwell's 1984.
And trust me, they were all over it this time. I mean, things were going so well in this, you know, and having, you know, big black preachers screaming how much they love Donald Trump. So they preempted him. They preempted lots and lots and lots of content. So you can hear George Stephanopoulos and other guys, Trump's really a fascist. And he didn't exactly say that, but there was just nasty, nasty raspberries across the board from all the liberal media.
You know what Trump might consider doing next time? You know, I saw in the inside scene of the arena there, which was just so beautiful, all these different people like CNN and NBC and ABC, they had their own lit up studio booths, like box seats kind of setups. You know what Trump might tell them next time? I'm not renting the boxes out to you. You can sit in the seats like the other people. And no, you're not going to have your own private show in my convention. If you want to turn a camera on and play my convention, go ahead. But no, I'm not. Go ahead.
Yeah, the liberal attempts, the three-letter networks aren't going to change what happened at the convention. It was very obvious. And, you know, supporter people like us who watched it, we saw what really happened. People who hate us and hate, you know, things that are good in America like Trump. I mean, if Jesus came right in the middle of that convention and came down, stood next to Trump and kissed him and said, you're the best, they still would have found something wrong with it.
Yes. And then they always have the memory hole, folks. If they really can't do something with reshaping something, they just make it go away. It never happened. They don't show it to the American public. Now, one of my predictions, by the way, in this election, boy, you know, we did pretty well with our predictions when this show was born a year ago, that we would be where we are. Another prediction I made some time ago, but I'll make it again. I think Donald Trump will start his own network, and he may not be able to do it commercially because he'll be president. He may have to have one of his kids or somebody who's not in political office manage it. But I think he'll drop $1 billion, start a network, and tell ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and the rest of them to take a long walk off a short pier.
I wish you would, James. You know, the liberal media still belongs to the Rupert Murdochs of the world and the Ted Turners and all the rest of them. They sure as hell aren't on our side. Hey, Donald Trump, wherever you are, man, when you win, you need to take over the media.
And see, folks, what he's quite aware of, he's the draw. So, you know, he's the star. He's what people want to see. They don't want to see George Stephanopoulos. So what Donald Trump can do is just say, look, I don't need you. I don't want you covering my event. I'll broadcast it myself. If you want to have a camera here, you can turn it on and so on. But I don't need you. So, yes, he could start his own media, and it would take off like a rocket. Let's go. I'm going to try here. He's doing something here at the end of his event today. I'm just going to drop in. He spoke for about an hour. It's quite an event today. The man is indefatigable. He has unlimited energy. It's what, I think Ivanka said that yesterday, or someone said the man is unbelievable in his energy. Here he is at the end of today's rally.
And of getting great Supreme Court justices. So I want to thank everybody. I love you, folks. This has been such an incredible movement. I love you. I know so many of you. We're going to go all the way. And I'll tell you what, when we get there, we will indeed make America great again. I love you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, he's got a stage full of people. They've got all these shows have the stupid music, great, just a stage full of people. And George, during the convention last night, I saw the C-SPAN version, and they showed a film that Trump commissioned that he made, just a beautiful sort of a Donald Trump the man, meet Donald Trump film. It featured his children, Don, Eric, Ivanka, Tiffany, his wife, Melania. It talked about Donald Trump from the time he was a toddler to the present. Did you see that film?
Yeah, that and several others. And he had, it was like a made-for-TV infomercial of, yeah, my name's Trump, and I've actually accomplished something in my life.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And this is, you know, we're going to see Donald Trump shoot up in the polls as people start to understand, you know, those of us who listen to this show, you know, we've kind of made an effort, a special extra effort and study into Donald Trump. So we're ahead of the curve. We know the man better than the general public does. But when the general public gets some inkling of the achievement of this man, I know I sound like a groupie here. I have pom-poms here on my desk. I sound like a groupie and a cheerleader. No need. What he has done, I was talking with some patriots that called today. I gave my phone number out here, and several of you in the audience have just called me at home personally, 701-317-5317. I'll give that number out again and often. And we talked about the fact that there has never been, never, an American president who had either the family that Donald Trump has, and of course that's one of the great things about America is, you know, achieving a family, or the career, the achievements, the accomplishments that Donald Trump has had. There's never been an American president who I don't think is even in, not correct me if I'm wrong here, this is kind of a, you know, off the top of my head thought, but, you know, George Washington was great. I don't think he achieved the things Donald Trump's achieved. Calvin Coolidge was a great president. Doesn't come close. Ronald Reagan, he was great. Doesn't come close. He made some movies. You know, go down your list of presidents, you know.
Well, we're going to go there for a second, James, in that, Donald Trump will be the only individual who's ever sought the presidency, if he gets it, who is really not connected to, well, for lack of a better word, some of the secret societies. You know, thank goodness for our RBN conspiracy folks, and they're right. So, you know, Donald Trump is not a Mason. Donald Trump's not a Skull and Bones. He's not a political insider. You know, and I'm certainly believed that, you know, American offices have basically been a for sale commodity for 220 years. Yes. So this is the very first guy who's not being paid for by somebody else. The very first one.
Yes, I agree. And you remind me of a sentence that Eric Trump uttered, and I wish I had it queued up for you. But reflecting the thought you just gave us there, George, Eric Trump paused meaningfully, looked at the audience, and he said, he's summarizing all the reasons we need him as president. And he said, and in addition, my dad is the only guy who doesn't need this job. And yeah, you know, and he, you know, one of the things that America is going to become familiar with, and of course, we're going to take your calls here, folks. Let me see here. I lost Eddie. Eddie, could you call back? Let me see where Eddie is. Eddie is in, let me take a look here. I'll find him. Yeah, Eddie's in Cleveland. Eddie, we lost you. If you could call back in, we'll put you on the air. We've got Mike in Kentucky hanging on. But the one of the things America is going to become familiar with is how much Donald Trump has sacrificed to, and that movie that I'm referring to, George, really made this point. I think it was Ivanka who was talking in the movie. He said, my dad had such a life, such a wonderful life. And they showed pictures of him with his family and all the grandchildren. And my gosh, it just, you could tell he just has this wonderful, wonderful life. And she said, what a sacrifice for him to give up this that he loves to take on this mess of American politics and the danger of it. We've got a break coming up here. We'll be back with Mike in Kentucky and your calls too. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Yeah. Well, I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame.
Got an awful lot of Bill Haggard.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Some folks call me a small town Billy. I'll tell you what, Merle Haggard, oh, if he could only have been at this convention. And he's looking down. Let's hope he saw the C-SPAN version of it, not the network version. Wow. Now we're going to go back to Donald Trump here. He's really at this appearance today in Cleveland. He gives a much better summary of the convention than I could ever give. He makes the points that George and I are echoing. Let's go first, though, to a caller. Mike in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, do you think Hillary will sacrifice Bill to try to take down Trump?
Now, how would she sacrifice Bill? What does she need to do there?
Apparently, they're all over this lawsuit that was filed in April that's trying to bring up the Epstein taint on everybody, which includes, of course, Bill.
Right.
He's no doubt been to the Orgy Island, and, of course, they're trying to say, and I've got quotes from Trump talking about how Epstein puts himself out as a shy guy, but he's had...
Well, let me answer your question, Mike.
He likes women just like I do and all
Mike,
this sort
Mike,
of stuff.
Mike, I'll answer your question. Hillary will never throw Bill Clinton overboard for any reason whatsoever. She'll never throw him overboard. These two people are joined at the hip, and they're going to go to hell, straight to hell, both together holding the hands.
Well,
but there are lots of people suing Bill Clinton, people like Paula Jones and Juanita Broderick and so on. There are all kinds of actions pending against Bill Clinton, so, and pending against Hillary Clinton. So I would not be surprised at all if one of the things that Donald Trump does is after he whoops Hillary in the election, he puts her in jail. And that would be wonderful that his attorney general, who is his attorney general, who might be Chris Christie, and boy, would Chris Christie love to do this, prosecutes her and puts her in jail.
Not to be a buzzkill, but that's the direction that these guys are going, it looks like, from what I'm seeing, that they're trying to push the media into covering that, and keep it.
Well, now
I'll bring it back up probably right before the election. You never know what kind of bombs are going to try to drop.
Yep. Now, Mike, I'll play a little bit of Donald Trump right now, and he's talking about the upcoming Democratic convention and what a snooze it's going to be. And listen to this, folks. I'm learning this now for the first time from Donald Trump himself. He says the
one
ratings.
Thing before you play,
oh, hang
that.
Hang on. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, I think it'll be interesting to see what protesters are outside of that convention. I bet you it's going to be a lot less ruckusy than what they tried to pull at this convention in Cleveland.
Okay, well, Mike, Donald Trump's going to talk about that, too, because there wasn't nothing. Nothing. It weren't nothing in Cleveland. So it was wonderful. It was a love-in. There really weren't even any protesters. It was an amazing...
Oh, there was protesters everywhere. You just didn't see it.
Well,
there was huge... they had the bike patrol out there blocking some of them. And Alex Jones was out with his bullhorn.
I saw Alex Jones right down by the river. There weren't nothing.
Communists out with their flags waving.
50
I've got people sending me emails about it.
50 of them. All right, let's go listen to Donald Trump now talking about it. And thanks for calling in, Mike. Here's Donald Trump summarizing the convention.
Some of the folks, David Gilbert, where's David? David around someplace?
Let me skip. He's giving some.
Joe attention. Roman. These people are all here. Don't bother. You don't have to come up and speak. Okay? Beth Mooney.
Oh, he's just giving some thank yous. But he's going to give you a summary of the convention right after this break. So stay tuned, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And, I'll tell you, we're not going to have enough time to share all the good news. Pat Buchanan's got a new column out. It's entitled Ted Cruz and the Trump Takeover. You got to read this column. Let's listen to Donald Trump, though, now for a second. I'll come back to the Buchanan column. We might get some calls in, 800-313-9443. If you've got something good, creative to say, give us a buzz. Let's listen to Donald Trump for a second here. Here he is today, summarizing what was the greatest convention in American history.
Go to the next location. Hillary's trying to pick her vice president as fast as possible because she wants to take away a little of the success that we had at this convention. This convention has been a tremendous success. You know, people, if you turn on television, you turn on some of the dishonest media, you'll see that, oh, wow, this happened and that happened. What happened? You know, somebody got booed the hell out of a place by thousands and thousands of people. There wasn't one person in the room. Not one. And then they said, there may not be unity. Unity. There wasn't one person in the room who was with, including the Texas delegation. Right? Honestly, he may have ruined his political career. I feel so bad. I feel so bad. And, you know, he'll come and endorse over the next little while. He'll come and endorse because he has no choice. But I don't want his endorsement. What difference does it make? I don't want his endorsement.
Wow.
I have such great endorsement. I don't want his endorsement. Just Ted, stay home, relax, enjoy yourself.
God, this is wonderful.
Just a couple of things. I knew his speech. They gave me a speech. I saw exactly what his speech was. Because when you go up to speak, you have to give your speech. You know, we don't want surprises, right? So they gave it. They came to me. They said, it's a boring speech, Mr. Trump. Nothing good, nothing bad. He congratulates you on the victory. And here's the speech. Well, he got up, and in the first two sentences, he added a sentence. In other words, he got up, and he added a sentence, which could have been viewed as a nasty thing in terms of what he said, because he was implying something, which is wrong, but that's okay. So he took his speech, and you're bound by that speech, just like you're bound by the pledge, right? You're bound by the pledge. So Ted Cruz took a speech that was done, was on the teleprompter, said hello, then made a statement that wasn't on the speech, and then went back to his speech. See, to me, that's dishonorable. To me, not signing a pledge is dishonorable, okay? It's dishonorable, not a nice thing to do. And I talk this way because we're all together. We created one of the most successful conventions in the history of conventions. And the television ratings for this convention were through the roof. I get a kick out of CNN. I don't know if this is a successful convention. I don't know. In the meantime, all they talk about is Trump and the convention, right? And I have to tell you, Melania did a great job. What a great speech. What a great speech. What a great speech. And the presentation is still being talked about. What a beautiful speech. Ivanka last night, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable to have that kind of an introduction. And Tiffany, who's never done it, the biggest group she's ever been in front of is probably 22 people in a classroom. Tiffany was amazing. And Eric and Don. I just don't want them running for political office because somebody's going to stay behind and run the business. I mean, you know, we can't go crazy. But I get a kick because the ratings on television are through the roof. And nobody's going to want, look, this has nothing to do with politics, but maybe it has a little to do. Nobody's going to watch this next convention coming. I'm going to have a hard time watching her final speech. Number one, I know her too well. Number two, boring. It's boring. Very boring. Oh, how about that final speech? And our final speech. Our final speech. Now, it wasn't my fault, but I think it went like an hour and 25 minutes. And the networks didn't know what to do because they had all of their programming, big programming. The local news is a very big factor on television. You never, ever move your local news. They all moved it. Nice. They said, the heck with the local news, Mike. They said, we're moving it. And Kimmel and Fallon and the shows, they all went back a long way because they weren't going to miss this convention. I love that, you know. I love it. I knew. I said, oh, well, I'm supposed to be off. Let's keep going. But it wasn't my fault. What happened is the applause was so long and so crazy. It really was. I mean, if you look, the speech was fine, but the applause were longer than the speech. So it was amazing. There was great love in that room. Honestly, that was all about unity. And we may be missing a couple of people. We may be missing just a couple of people. Two other things. Just to finish with Ted, because I like Ted. He's fine. Again, I don't want his endorsement. If he gives it, I will not accept
it. I'll pause it here. And because we want to get to Pat Buchanan. But, George, that was amazing. I had missed that. He just gave Ted Cruz the heave-ho.
Yeah, we were talking about today whether he should let Ted go or if not. I don't know. Ted really was miserable. And why miserable. Not French fry somebody like that so he never comes back to life?
Well, listen to what Pat Buchanan says about it today. He agrees with you. Ted Cruz and the Trump takeover. I'll just read a couple sentences, folks, and you can read the whole thing for yourself. The self-righteousness and smugness of Ted Cruz in refusing to endorse Donald Trump, then walking off stage in Cleveland, smirking amidst the boos, and folks, everybody was booing, takes the mind back in time. At the Cow Palace in San Francisco in July of 64, Governor Nelson Rockefeller, having been defeated by Barry Goldwater, took the podium to introduce a platform plank denouncing extremism, in quotes, and so on. And he goes on, he goes back to remember these things. Of course, Pat was there and all these things, so he's remembering it. It's very interesting, but let's get to the end of the column. He says this. The political correctness stemmed from a fear of being called racist and xenophobic, so paralyzing, so overpowering that some Republicans would ship the entire third world over here rather than have it thought they would ever consider the race, ethnicity, or religion of those repopulating America. The inability to adapt was seen when our Cold War adversary, that's Russia, extended a hand in friendship, and the war party slapped it away. Rather than shed Cold War alliances and rebuild our country, we looked around for new commitments, new allies, new wars to fight to, quote, end tyranny in our world, unquote. These wars had less to do with threats to vital interests than with providing now obsolete Cold Warriors with arguments to maintain their claims on national resources and attention, not to mention their lifestyles and jobs. Now listen to this. This is the end. Three sentences. With Trump's triumph, the day of reckoning has arrived. The new GOP is not going to be the party of open borders, free trade, globalism, or reflexive interventionism. The weeping and gnashing of teeth are justified. For these self-righteous folks, remember Ted Cruz started this column, these self-righteous folks are all getting eviction notices. They are being dispossessed of their home, which has been the Republican Party. So, and power in America. So that's Buchanan's summary of this. And
that's right. It was a great love fest. Gosh, there were no Bushes. There were no Rockefellers. All the big names of, well, all the wrong names that have made the GOP make us vomit for so many decades, they weren't there.
Yeah, what a blunder on their part. It's like the blunder that Ted Cruz made. Folks, you got to go back and watch the Ted Cruz speech. You got to watch the last 5 minutes of his speech. It's mind-boggling. It's a study in psychopathology. The man is clearly, you can see the gears grinding in what's left of his brain.
Well, he's not the only one, James. We were able to get rid of Paul Ryan, too, and he was up there, you know, not supporting anything, and you and I will rejoice not too long from now when he loses his seat and doesn't get reelected. Well, good riddance.
Yeah, the news there, folks, is that Paul Nealon in Wisconsin is running a close race against Paul Ryan, and he's doing it with no money and just with a shoestring, and he's polling very well. He might beat Paul Ryan in the primary, Republican primary, which is just ahead. But you're right. Paul Ryan just looked like a dope. Not as big a dope as Ted Cruz, but Ryan really looked like a fish out of water at that convention.
And that fat senator from Kentucky looked like a horse as you know what, too. Mitch, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Mitch was incoherent.
Away too.
Yeah. He looked like he was ready. Yeah, he looked like he was ready for assisted living. He was like a fish out of water, bubbling, babbling. Paul Ryan was talking also nonsensically. You could hear the people yawning in the audience as Ryan went on and on and on about. One of his points was, "We're all equal." Remember, folks, we're all equal. We're going, what? What? We're all equal. What are you saying, Paul Ryan? Anyway, this guy's a neocon. So the this is now. Oh, I'll give you another little tidbit here. I saw it when Donald Trump landed. He brought in another plane. I don't know exactly why. This is in Cleveland. He had a rally today, but he brought in another plane. It looks like he's got a new plane. It says Trump Pence on the side of the plane, and it says "Make America Great Again." It's a brand new plane, new paint job. Might be another Boeing 757, but somehow he's added another plane to his Air Force, and it's a beauty. So I think we can maybe anticipate two planes flying around the country during these 108 days now, George?
108, and I like the idea of having two planes so we're never quite sure which one the real guy is in.
Yeah, that's a great idea, folks. And
now, sometimes vice presidents are hired to take one for the team.
Uh-huh. Right, and may there be 20 black cars in the convoy, so you got to figure out which of 20 it's in. So great column today from Pat Buchanan. Here's another tidbit you may have noticed. David Duke announced that he's running for a Senate seat in Louisiana. So that's going to be, we'll have a lot of interesting news there. And
James, I couldn't be happier. And you've heard me rail about it. Lots of people in our movement love to go, everything stinks and there's nothing you can do. David has stepped up to the plate and he's doing something. Hooray to you, David Duke.
And I was sworn to silence by David about a month ago when he told me he was, you know, considering running. And so I haven't said a peep about it, but he put it on his website today and he's running for the Senate seat in Louisiana, which has a very interesting kind of unique primary system of running that involves, it's pretty complicated. People have to be kind of educated in how it works, but it works in David's and our favor. So he may be able to make quite a move in Louisiana in this race for the Senate. Now let's talk about the move that Donald Trump is making. Let's go to the polls. And let me look at them here. There's a bunch of good news in the polls. You won't see let's put it this way. If America watching that convention didn't get it, that the man who's going to save their race, their people, their country has arrived, then there's an awful lot of fuzzy headedness. But I think they will. I think the polls are going to show this after that convention, and then the Democratic convention is going to be boring. I think you're going to see poll numbers jump for Donald Trump. Now the latest polls are good. Every Thursday, Rasmussen Reports releases a poll. Donald Trump was winning it for the first time last Thursday. He's still winning it today, Thursday. By 1 point, 43-42 over Hillary Clinton. He's winning, according to Rasmussen. Here's one from a really corrupt organization, the LA Times, which I think Sam Zell bought the LA Times from the Jewish guy who bought the Chicago Tribune, which had owned the LA Times. But Sam Zell, his newspaper, even their poll on Thursday showed Clinton 43, Trump 43. A dead heat tie in the LA Times poll. This is amazing, folks. It means our man is really, really on a trajectory to win. Those are very good poll numbers. Here's one. This will knock your socks off. This is a poll that came out Wednesday, July 20th. And this is a local poll. This is a state poll, not run by something corrupt like the Washington Post or the LA Times. This Idaho politics poll, in a race, Trump versus Clinton versus Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. Are you ready for this, George? I don't know if you've seen this one. Donald Trump is leading in Idaho by 21 percentage points. Trump, 44. Clinton, 23, Johnson, 5, Stein, 3.
Oh. Bring it on.
And I think that's a taste of the future, folks. I think that's the direction it's going. I think we may see I predicted this a year ago, we may see a landslide, not just a Trump victory, but a runaway Trump victory. I'll take just the victory, but what's going on in Idaho may be a harbinger of what's to come. Here's another good one from Tuesday, July 19th. This is NBC News and SurveyMonkey. There's a name for you. In the general election, again, Trump, Clinton, Johnson, Stein, four-way race, Donald Trump leading. This is before the convention. The poll was released on the 19th, but the polling was done earlier. Trump, 40, Clinton, 39, Johnson, 10, Stein, 5. So this is nice. And these people, by the way, we learned this, you know, we saw how they handled the convention, the way they try to change the news by shaping the news. They don't report the news. They manufacture it.
James. Let me drop a name to help our friend from Florida. Donald Trump did mention Kate Steinle by name.
Yes, extensively. He went into a long discussion of Kate Steinle and mentioned her repeatedly. We might be able to squeeze a phone call in our next segment. So we've got our last break, our last segment coming up here. Stay tuned. We'll be with you.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and I was just listening to Donald Trump here during the break. Sorry to come in a little late on you there. We got Jeff in Chicago on the line. Jeff, you're on the air.
Greetings, James and George.
I wanted to alert everybody. I have two things. First, I want to alert everybody that Dinesh D'Souza's new movie has come out today called Hillary's America.
Yeah.
You can see the trailer on YouTube. It's pretty electrifying. So I urge everybody to try to make it to the theaters over the weekend and see it. It's pretty well distributed, so you should be able to find it, especially if you live in a relatively large metropolitan area or so forth.
That's a good scoop there, mate. Fox News is trumpeting that movie right now, so thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and they've been advertising on Rush Limbaugh's show. So, yeah, I watched the trailer and I got goosebumps. I mean, I literally got goosebumps. Secondly, as far as that little worm, George Stephanopoulos, goes, he better watch his mouth, because there's a lot of us that still remember how he insulted and defamed Ron Paul 4 years ago, okay, on camera. And we don't forget stuff like that. So he better watch his mouth, because, you know, stuff happens. You know what I'm saying? And I think this guy is a little worm. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jeff, I can tell you're angry. Stuff doesn't happen. We'll edit that out.
Okay, but that's fine. But I want him to shut his mouth.
I can tell you don't like Stephanopoulos.
Went over the top insulting Ron Paul on camera.
Yeah, but he also...
Man is a great, decent man, and he actually insulted him in a way that was way over the top, and I will never forget that.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell. It's burning for you, and I agree with you on what these worms are. And George just mentioned that Stephanopoulos was doing his number on Donald Trump also in this convention.
That's why it set me off. It's like, okay, he's doing the same thing to Trump that he's doing they did to Ron Paul.
Now, folks, if you really want to, you know, Donald Trump is just a gold mine of wonderful, extemporaneous things that he says. He's such a genuine man, so different from these rehearsed people. In the appearance he made today, post-convention, I can't share them with you because there's not enough time here in the show to do it, but he said so many things. I just heard one during the break here. That's why I was a little late coming back in. Donald Trump said he's so through with Ted Cruz, he said he may form a super PAC to beat him if he runs for office again. It was amazing what he just said. Then he also, he basically says Ted Cruz lied. He says, he didn't basically, he did say it. Ted Cruz lied. Remember, he used to call Ted Cruz Lion Ted. He lied twice in his speech on Wednesday night. Well, you know, we're going to run out of time. It's been a wonderful week. Thank you, everybody. Help chip in on the show. If you wrote down how to help the show, I'd consider doing it. Thank you for a couple people who have helped. We'll see you again on Sunday when we've got a three-hour show. That's a bonanza. 3 hours on Sunday, the American Freedom Party Report from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.